Hare Krishna. It's history, making history. It's something that people rarely have the opportunity to do. Of course, in a small way, every human being is making their own history, their own sort of tracks in the sand of Maya's endless beach. But it doesn't really mean anything. It gets washed away pretty fast by the tides of time. But the real history that I'm talking about is book distribution. It's never happened. It's never happened in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. I don't think it's ever happened in Vaishnavism. In fact, I don't know that it ever happened in any religion that followers go out en masse daily, regularly, and make available the truths of scriptures to people on the streets, in the parking lots. Of course, parking lots are a relatively new thing. Streets not so, door-to-door, wherever people are, what to speak of, to make available Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and such transcendental literature. It's real history, and it's something that's such a exclusive activity that it's wonderful that devotees can actually participate in something like that and recognize it for what it is. Sometimes amongst the hustle and bustle of all the street traders and the beggars and everyone else, we may also lose perspective of actually what we're doing and think that we're just one amongst those, either asking for money or just selling books. But no, this is real history, and it not only charts history in annals of Vaishnavism, but it also makes history in people's lives. It gives them real direction and makes history in that after can't even conceive of or count of how many years and lifetimes of struggle in the material world people are able to turn around and get some direction in life and actually understand what meaning there is in life so that they can go back home, back to Krishna. So it's a wonderful opportunity. Today is the 22nd of December, which means absolutely nothing to us other than it's the day after Jiva Goswami's disappearance, which was yesterday. But to other people, it's a few days before Christmas, and that means that they're very inclined to give, to buy, and some few people out there are inclined to make their lives a little better than it has been up to now, because the material world is such a frustrating place. So, good time to make history, good time to participate in history, and really do something of value. If you consider what history's generally about, usually it's about killing people. It's about Napoleons and Caesars and World War I and World War II, and there's a little breather in between, and that's when people may not be killing people, but they're killing everything else, starting with the planet to all manners of living entities on this planet. So this is non-violent history. This is history that really benefits people in the best possible way. And it's a great privilege to be part of it. So we're going to try and go out. We're going to try and go out. We're going to go out again tomorrow and see if we can stay out the day. And hopefully devotees, listeners, also sort of shift out of their comfort zone and participate in a historical event and do good for others. That's our business, not falling into the trap of being satisfied that I'm saved, taking the inconvenience of trying to save others as well. Hare Krishna.